What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Braves Insider. Grant, you were up the I-85 corridor at Gwinnett last night to check out Ronald Acuna in the Stripers. I want to get to Ronnie in just a second, but look, man, Bryce Elder's headed down there, James McCann, Jared Kelnick. Give us what the vibes were like in Gwinnett last night for everybody other than Ronald Acuna Jr.
Well, obviously Bryce Elder had not made his return down and, sure, and hasn't pitched yet. We'll see how that all plays out. But I think, and I was looking at Jared Kelnick's numbers too, because I was curious, you know, how are things looking for him? Not a lot in the extra base hit department, but the strikeouts are definitely under control. He is drawing his walks. He's getting on base a good amount. And, you know, Allie and I talked about this last night at the game. I mean, what exactly is it like for Jared Kelnick, who has obviously come through the minor leagues, got to the big leagues, was a highly regarded prospect, got opportunity, but now he's back in AAA. And the simple answer is, of course, you got to do the work if you want to get back. And that's what Jared Kelnick is concentrating on. And he's an intense individual. He's a committed individual. He's a hardworking individual. And those are traits that a lot of times when your talent may be taking a hit or you're just not able to figure something out can get you to that next level or back where you feel like you belong. So for Kelnick, I think that's kind of the approach there. And then, you know, you look around a AAA roster for most teams, you're always trying to stash those veterans or that depth that could help you out if you need them. And guys like James McCann certainly would check that box. So you don't want to end up in the situation the Braves did in 2021 when they lost Travis d'Arnaud for about 3 or 4 months and they had to do what amounted to what felt like anyway, an open tryout of just acquiring catcher after catcher after catcher trying to cover that position. So you can always, always use the depth there.
Well, speaking of the catcher position, apparently we're going to move a guy to left field or trade the other guy.
Here we go.
Let's talk about that for a second, because you just brought it up, the depth. I think that Sean Murphy is part of the reason why Drake Baldwin's had this sudden success, not having to play every day, being able to figure things out. But talk about how important it is to have both of those guys here for the next couple of years while you can at the price you have them at.
No, I think it's incredibly important, and that is a good point, because a lot of people are quick to look at Murphy's contract and then, you know, look at his numbers, especially last year. I mean, I know how that jumps out, and obviously it was a lost season for him. But to look at it and say, well, I'm not sure he's worth that. Let's trade him. Okay, well, there's two different things to think about here. Number one is the depth at catcher, which I don't ever think that you want to start trading away out of that at the big league level. If you got two or three catching prospects in the minors and you deal one of those, the way the Braves did with Shea Langeliers to get Matt Olson, sure, I understand that. That makes a ton of sense. But that is always a position I want to be having the multiple options of, because it is so demanding. If you take Sean Murphy out of the equation, now all of a sudden you're expecting Drake Baldwin to catch 125 or 130 games at the big league level, I can promise you there's going to be an adjustment. There's still going to be an adjustment. I can just point that out, because it comes for everybody. The league is going to watch him. They're going to get more and more and more tape, and they're going to say, okay, he's really good at this, 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 and this. Now we're not going to give him those things. We're going to take away this part of the plate. We're going to pitch him differently. We're going to see if he adjusts. We're going to see if he chases. All of those things. That's Drake Baldwin's side of it. But then I feel like with Sean Murphy, there is still a tremendous amount of value there, regardless of whether or not he goes through a slump or has a bad season or deals with an injury and then isn't quite the same afterwards, like the case was last year, because he is one of, I think, the better game callers, one of the better framers, one of the better throwers in the league. You want all of those things. So the catcher position itself is a strength. Is there a case to play Drake Baldwin more now? Sure there is, because he's hot and the Braves need as much offense as they can get. But that does not mean putting him in left field, at first base, or anywhere else that might be the next hot place to put him when somebody else is slumping. I think you just need to ride this thing out, be happy with your catching situation, and see what happens down the line, because injury, as we've seen, has changed the Braves' plans many, many times in recent memory.
It certainly has. We are talking with Braves insider and host of From the Diamond right here on 92.9 The Game, and co-parent of my dogs, Grant McCauley. Grant, you were at both pressers for Ronald Acuna. I was only at the one last night, and I saw fire in his eyes. He was excited. What was the difference in his demeanor between Wednesday night and last night?
Yeah, and excited was definitely the word, and you can tell because this is someone who loves playing baseball and was back out doing his thing. I mean, they watched him before the game in warm-ups. I mean, there were just tons of folks that are excited to see him there trying to just get his attention for a moment, a glance, a wave, whatever it is, and that's an energy that I think he feeds off of as well. And you can see it in the game. I mean, this guy's been working hard. He's been swinging the bat a lot, getting work in the outfield. That's the thing that I think right now they're just trying to get his legs back under him, both literally and figuratively speaking in that regard. But in the initial press conference, I think that he knew he was going to have to answer some questions about the social media flap with Brian Snitker and Jared Kelnick. And I think that thing's been addressed. I think they've talked about it. They did it face-to-face, which is always the best way to handle something. Don't let anybody else tell you differently. I think that's just the way you have to do it with these things. And moving forward, if there is a difference of opinion or whatever you want to call it, handling it inside the four walls of the clubhouse, I think benefits absolutely everyone. When you put someone on blast publicly, whether you intend to or not, there's just a lot of other things that obviously come from it. And I think he knew he was going to have to at least address that. And it looks like he did the work behind the scenes, the stuff that matters. What we all say on the outside really is, you know, you can take it or leave it. It's worth as much as the next person's. But I think that they've got that all sorted out. And now that Ronald was able to put that behind him, that initial press conference hopefully is something he doesn't have to do again. And the focus can go back to the point of last night to talking about playing baseball and how he's feeling physically and what the next steps are. And we'll see if the next steps might have him back with the Braves by the time we do this call next week.
Yeah, Grant, I want to talk a little bit, and let's go backwards for just a second, and let me just try to bring you in on my line of thinking here. We were talking about the Falcons earlier. Caden Ellis, the middle linebacker, hasn't gotten a contract extension. They have not moved any of his money around. He'll be a free agent next year. You drafted Jalen Walker this year, and it's like, maybe that's why they haven't given him an extension. Maybe they expect him to take over for Caden Ellis. Let me bring that all back around, because this conversation around the future of Drake Baldwin that you just have. Now, I don't want you to drive down here and try to fight me. I think I know what you're going to say about the future of Drake Baldwin. You just said it. There's going to be ups and downs. But you add that to the fact that Marcell Ozuna isn't a club option in a contract year. What do we look at as the future for that DH position for the Atlanta Braves? Is that something where you're even, like I said, please don't fight me. I know that we're just connecting dots and Drake Baldwin has a long way to go, but he's hot right now. And I don't think it's that much of a stretch to look at the future of the Braves and wonder what is the future of the DH position for them.
No, it's not. And I think that was a conversation that I heard back in spring training that I've had with people is, all right, well, if this kid can hit a ton, if you've got a starting catcher that's, you know, carrying the bulk of the work, which is the plan for Sean Murphy. I mean, they signed him to be that workhorse guy. Didn't happen last year, but that's what they signed him for. That's what he signed up for. Maybe Drake Baldwin can hit enough that it would make sense to DH him. Now, you're not doing it at the expense of the guy that you have right now, but to your point, he is in the walk year of his contract at this point with the team option that the Braves picked up. Is there a shorter term arrangement? Because I don't think they're looking to get into another 5-year deal with Ozuna, but is there some other club out there that's like, hey, we'd like 30 and 100 at our DH spot and we'll give him more and we'll give him more years? I think we've seen how free agency can change the dynamics with all of that. So there are some moving parts here. I could see Marcell coming back. I don't know what that deal looks like, and obviously we won't solve that this morning. But I could also look at Drake Baldwin, the hitter, the approach, all the things that we've seen, the scouting and the expectation of the bat, and be compelled to say, I think I would give him more bats if I had that opportunity. And if the money doesn't make sense with Ozuna, maybe that is the in-house solution for that. So I don't think it's crazy. I don't need to get in my car, and we don't need to fight. So everybody wins.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Everybody wins.
Oh, yeah. That's where you draw the line. We know what you want to fight over, though.
Thank you for being gentle with me, Grant.
Yeah. Hey, Grant, I think it's been kind of a diamond in the rough kind of situation for the Braves with the emergence of Eli White. Alex Verdugo's done well. You know Acuna's coming back. You're going to have Profar back at some point this season, once he gets back from suspension. And now you've noticed it with the rotation with A.J. Smith-Shawver kind of pushing Bryce Elder out of the rotation with his few performances with Strider coming back. How does this whole thing shape up? Because we're going to see the same thing in the bullpen. So there's some people getting left out. Who's getting left out in the outfield, the bullpen? Because that's going to happen soon.
Yeah, so let me just clarify. Are you wanting to know how the outfield might shape up how the bullpen is going to look?
I know Kimbrel's coming up soon, and they got the other kid in Gwinnett. Hopefully these guys come up. And I say soon, before July, right? But we know
– I would think so.
Yeah. But we know Acuna's coming back, so who's getting sat down? Is it going to be Verdugo, Eli White? Are they going to platoon? What happens when Profar comes back? I want you to go into that baseball
map it out,
mind
Grant.
For
no
me.
No pressure.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's start with the outfield, and then we'll finish up. We'll close with Craig Kimbrel. How about that? So when I look at this outfield, and you do have the Profar thing kind of hanging over the decision-making in the longer term because he's the guy to sign the 3-year, $42 million contract. The suspension is what it is. They're going to have to sort that out when he comes back in a couple of months. But, you know, Eli White has been a great story. I talked to Brian Snitker about him a couple of days ago, and, you know, he's just impressed with what he's been able to do, and he believes that, you know, these are real, tangible changes. It's not like he's going up there and, you know, breaking his bat a couple of times a game and the ball is just falling in. I mean, this is a kid who's hitting well. He plays the outfield well. He runs the bases well. There's a lot that he brings. And sometimes, and this is what Brian Snitker said, it just takes longer for some guys to figure it out, for everything to click. And it does seem to be clicking right now for White. Verdugo's kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster. He came up, was a house of fire, then he cooled off, but there's still obvious value there for him, and I think he could probably split the difference and be the guy that he was, especially in Boston over a 4 or 5 year stretch. And I think that will be a valuable platoon. Then you have to figure it out with Profar. And Profar is the guy that I think the Braves were hoping was going to make this lineup that much better. However, he cannot play in the postseason, which is obviously still the Braves' goal and still a long ways away. So that's how I see that playing out, platooning the two guys that you have, figuring out Profar when you get there. As far as the bullpen is concerned, with Juan Carlos Lara, who I think everybody's very excited about the arm, he has to show that he can get those results before they're going to throw him into the big league bullpen mix. And with Craig Kimbrel, you know, I haven't really seen, I don't think any of us have seen, the Craig Kimbrel that we expect with these strikeouts. There have been about as many walks as strikeouts for him in the time that he's been in Gwinnett, which is admittedly a small sample size, but the velocity has been down a little bit, seems to be ticking up. Can he answer those questions about, you know, being able to regain his form, at least the form we've seen the last couple of years, to be a useful piece? I don't think they're going to force that decision. The only thing that I think would accelerate his timetable might be if they had some injuries or absences in the bullpen that they were going to have to cover for rather quickly with somebody that's proven. So I think Kimbrel is still working on things. I could be wrong about it. They could call him up tomorrow, but I just feel like that road may be a little bit longer for him to really get things sorted out and be right where he wants to be to come up and face big league hitters again.
Well done, Grant. You really put a bow on that, pun intended.
I do what I can.
All right, appreciate you. Grant, one more time, where can they find you this weekend?
You can find me on Sunday from 5 to 7 with From the Diamond right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can listen on the Odyssey app, and you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.